And the FHA, in order to grant the guarantees for bank loans for these developers to build giant developments, they never could have assembled the capital to build a development with tens of thousands of homes in one place on their own. The Federal Housing Administration gave them guaranteed bank loans on condition that they sell no homes to African Americans, and indeed required that the deed of every home in these developments include a clause prohibiting resale or rental to African Americans. So there were many, many other policies that the federal government followed and state and local governments followed, but these two, the Federal Housing Administration creation of the suburbs on a white-only basis, and the Public Works Administration and succeeding housing agencies concentrating African Americans in central cities where they became poorer and poorer, created the metropolitan landscape that we see today. You talk about the image that we have of African Americans. Well, white families, whites generally, look at the way we've concentrated African Americans, although they don't understand that it was we who concentrated them, we, the government of the country. They look at African Americans living in poverty without opportunity, and they assume that this is characteristic of African Americans rather than understanding that this is the product of an explicit government policy.